Of the apostles. And this is Bishop Patterson coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. If your journey is to make it to the kingdom of God, we invite you to come down with us as this broadcast goes around the world. We invite you to write to us at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19022. From this house is coming your joy, your peace, and your eternal salvation. We will be in prayer.
Oh Lord, we thank you for all that thou hast done. Hallowed is thy precious name, O Heavenly Father. We thank you this day for the word. We thank you and we praise you. We just want to say, O Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen.
Radio listening audience around the world, wherever you may be, this is another Hope for Suffering Radio program. Come to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Our Bishop Anthony J. Patterson. Next speaker for us, Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, A.M.
I thank the Lord for his goodness unto me and to the Sunday. Indeed, it is good to be here. We thank you for coming. Thank you for lifting your voice to give God the praise in the congregation of the holy. That thing that is reasonable and acceptable to God. God does not accept all praises. He don't accept everything that comes from man unless it's in truth. In spirit and in truth. It's an acceptable sacrifice. All sacrifices are acceptable. A lot of people are having a sacrifice to God and he's not accepting them. There were two sons. One sacrifice was accepted and the other wasn't. It's going to be just like that in the day that he comes. He's taking his children's sacrifice and he's leaving the other. Because indeed, in the flesh we're all brothers. But there are some that have been born again. And it's those that have been born again of God that God is going to get. I want to let you know of a promise today, even though you might not be able to see it. There is a promise. Even if you don't believe it, there's still a promise. Many people say, I'm going to serve the Lord. They said, I'm going to give God the praise. God does not accept any sacrifice if it's not in order. You can sing, shout, scream, dance, do all you want to do, and it's not accepted. I want to know today, where is the blessing that you all speak of? Where is it? See, Abraham had nothing. Nothing. He had a child in his house that was not an heir to the house, but he said it was the heir. But the word of the Lord came to him and told him he would have an heir. And he had nothing. And when the Spirit of the Lord came to Abram, told him to go out and look at the stars and see if he could count. But he had no seed at that time. He went out and looked, and the Lord asked him, could he count? And the Lord told him, so shall your seed be. From this place, we speak to you in faith. To tell you to look through the telescope of time and look beyond the heavens and find the throne of God and see are you around it. We ask you to examine yourself. We give you space to repent so that your sacrifice will be accepted. Do you have a vision of salvation? That vision came from the preaching of the gospel. You see, after Pentecost, or during Pentecost, or whenever the festival was, somebody heard about the resurrection of the dead. They didn't ask, how do I get resurrected? They didn't ask that question. Their question was, what must I do to be saved? But their ears heard of the resurrection of somebody from the dead. And as they told them about salvation, one thing was a promise. He said, you shall receive it. You shall receive it. And I'm telling you to look into the sky and see if you can count the stars. If you can't, that is the seed of God that shall be around the throne of number that could not be numbered. Are you in the number? Reading this word will do not one thing for you if you don't believe it. There's no need of me begging the Lord about a message if it's not going to be believed. There was a promise given to all of humanity. If you want to be saved, then you have to obey the word.
You cannot get the word of God unless somebody preaches it. He can't preach it except God sends him with it. As much as you grab it, as much as you quote it, it won't do you a bit of good if you weren't sent to do it. I knew I was sent. I know of assurance. Whether it is in your belief or not, I know. And I thank God for men, no matter how low I get. Say, you tell me, convince me I was sent of God. First thing they're going to say is, your work. Don't you ever stop believing. So all you got to do is look at the word. How do you know Jesus Christ was God? By his word. How do I know that you are of God? There should be fruit multiplying from you. But the gospel preaches faith. You can't see the heavenly home. How do you know it's there? Somebody declared it unto thee. How can you then believe the word of God when you don't believe the messenger? He and I are one. This gospel that I preach is not mine. I didn't come up with it. I didn't come here to make your life difficult. I came to set you free. There is liberty in Christ Jesus. The 15th chapter of Genesis and the rest of the scripture. Today I come to declare unto you that there is a place in the midair that God is going to call you to. If you don't believe the word, if you don't believe me, you shall not see the place. It is a place for believers. You see, when one goes to the ground, they leave a residue there. If they have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, if they've been filled with the Holy Ghost, when they die, they sleep. They wait in the Lord. Then there's a time that is appointed that the Lord shall call, that those graves shall be opened. If you don't believe this, it shall not happen to you. But when those graves are opened, that individual will not have to fumble around. Where is the meeting place? There's going to be. They're not going to get up fumbling, not knowing where to go. But they're going to go to the place that's been appointed at the time that it was appointed. And I come to declare unto you, if you can count the stars, then you can count God's seed. And I come to add to that, to add to your faith, are you numbered? Because if you cannot believe it by faith, you will not receive it by the promise. Now, where is your belief in God? Let me tell you something. When we found a watery grave for our sins, I buried every last one of them. And when I came up out of the water, the Lord took that old man that had a grip on me from my mother's womb. And when they called the name of Jesus, when they took me into the water, there was a separation. The man I could not see, but I was doing his deed. But the name of Jesus made a separation, you see.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
And he gave the individual enough strength to bring me straightway out of the water, but leave that old man to drown in the watery grave.
Amen.
The name of Jesus did that for me. And I stepped out of that old man and left him. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost don't have the power to do that. It is at the name of Jesus that there was a separation from the kidnapper who grabbed you at birth. And when you came up out of the water, you see, I heard this in the Word. I believed that he said the water was for the remission of sin. That old man was sin. But I took on the new man, that quickening power. I want you to look to the stars this day to see if you can count them. And if you can, then you're better than God. You're better than Abraham. Because he said it was a number that could not be. But my question to you is, are you in the number? Did you go by the water? I shall leave a residue in the ground, you see, because I'm under the blood. That blood that dripped down on Calvary and stained the ground that I came from. It stained that dust. See, I came from dust and shall return. But there is another man now living in me. I grabbed him up, my God, at the foot of the cross. When I began to call on the name of the Father, I was calling on Jesus. I was calling on the name of the Redeemer, the Son. Jesus, I was asking him for his comfort. I needed a guide through this dark world. And he answered. At the name of Jesus, he dropped down in me. He moved heaven because I required of him, and I commanded him to fill me with himself. And heaven spoke for me. It took my tongue and began to utter words that I could never say. This is my beloved Son in whom somebody pleased me, that they believed even though they couldn't see me, but they believed my messenger and they believed my words. And it accomplished something in their life. Salvation dropped down. He said, now contend. Contend in faith. Now when these folks' graves opened, they would instinctively know where the meeting place is. They shall get up out of the ground and go straight to God. They will go straight to God. They will not fumble around. They're going to go straight on up, just like he went up. And you know what he's going to do? Receive every reward of them as they come. Do you have faith that even though it's not happening right now to you, that you can look down the vision of time and said, I see myself in the number. Speak of those things. It might not be now, but speak of it now as though it. Speak it in faith. I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm going back to be with him. When the meeting place is called, you see, he says it's time. And the trump of God shall sound. It will sound so loud, only them that died in the Lord will hear it. And when the sound goes out, it is time. They will get out of the ground just like they went there, not knowing how long they were there. But they'll get up, quickened by the thing that went down with them. Now, why would you go back to the beggarly elements of this world, as Paul preached in the fourth chapter of Galatians, to mess this up? This whole gospel is about the salvation of souls. I will not lose my reward if every last one of you is lost, because it is up to you. I set before you life and good and death and evil, and didn't leave it for you to choose. Told you, like the Lord said, choose life. Choose the life that's everlasting. Wherein then is this blessedness that you speak of? You're looking at it. Do you, I know the place. Do you know the place? I preached it to you. I've opened it up to you. I let you walk around in God. I let you feel the height of him, the breadth of him, the depth of him, his comfort. I let you see when he chose you to be a manifest token of his righteous judgment and told you to hold on, that he would deliver. I let you see the face of God. I let you handle him. Now, why would you choose the beggarly elements of this world? Why would you love the world more than you love God? The gospel is coming for saving souls. There is a meeting place for everyone that believes. All the serving that you think you're doing of God in this, is it acceptable to him? Abraham was given a promise even though he had no seed and his wife was past the time. But we look at the natural thing and can't look at the spirit of the thing that I'm hearing that's crying out to me. There's a spirit crying out to you. Jesus needed comfort. And he came to them and they were asleep. You know what he went back and did? Cry. But he came back again. Still asleep. He came back again. He said, sleep on. He's going to tell you to sleep on. Everybody saying, I want to be saved. What in Christ's name are you asking? You want to be saved from what? Salvation is already yours. As the elders wisely put it, if you keep in memory. Keep in memory what? The thing that I'm preaching. Paul's not here tonight to tell you one thing God said to him. Neither is Peter. When that spirit knocked Paul down, Paul asked, but who was the spirit? The spirit said, I'm Jesus. And you know what that spirit did? Got in him. And sent him somewhere. Sent him to the people. This preacher came preaching, except the preacher be sent. God don't talk to pastors. He don't talk to ministers. Other than by his prophets and his apostles. That's how you get the word of God. He got someone to declare the gospel, and he got someone to give you foresight and insight. If you never heard about the kingdom, or what was ever in it, you wouldn't want to go there. But you know about it. It was declared unto you. The thing is, half the story you don't even know about. So can you imagine what he has in store for you if half of it has not even been told? You ever seen a night where there were so many stars you couldn't count them? That's how God sees it. That was a promise he made to Abraham. Can you cry now, Abba Father, and get to Abraham? Not if you didn't come by the water. Not if you didn't come by the Spirit, nor if you contended. Can you see graves open? Don't be one of those scary ones when you see the folks coming out of the ground, you go to running. You better start praying. It might be a bit late because, you know, the thing is already started. Grave opening. How do you think Jesus got out of that tomb? He didn't need no men there to say, okay, roll the stone back. He's going to do the same thing for you no matter where you are. But you've got to make sure how you go down. In the 15th chapter of Genesis, I want to show you something very here's a man had nothing. Most of y'all want a lot of worldly things. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in it. Don't love it. Don't like it. Because the thing it's going to do is take you away from God and make you hate God. The things of the flesh that you are toiling with is a different thing when you look at what is in the world. Seducers of spirit are in the world. Every last one in here was a sinner. But some of you have been changed, you say. Why do you go back to those beggarly elements that are in the world to find satisfaction and gratification in the world? That's an answer you must give. But when you go after the things that are of the world, you're going to hate God. You're going to hate it because he's going to cramp your style. And when the word comes to you, you're not going to want to hear it. Abraham had nothing. You had nothing. But God took that nothing that you had and gave you eternal salvation. And he knew you would accept it before he made you. Because he had to make you. He was the potter, you see. He had the power over the clay. So when he began to mold you, he knew you would be a vessel of honor. Some people know this. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram.
The word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision.
Came to him in a vision.
Saying, fear not, Abram.
Don't be afraid.
I am thy shield.
I got your back.
And thy exceeding great reward.
Listen to this. I'm going to protect you. And don't you worry about having the reward. I got it. I'm going to reward you. I'm going to re-reward you.
Amen.
It's going to go over and over and over again, and the reward will never.
Never. Amen. Amen.
I got it, Abram.
And Abram said,
Lord.
Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Seeing I go childless.
See, there is no seed coming from me. What are you going to give me? I have nothing.
And the steward of my house.
Can you imagine the Holy Ghost, which is God Almighty, speaking to this man? And he hears him and talks with him and answers him.
Amen.
What you think is happening to you right now?
Amen.
What do you think the word of the Lord is doing to you now?
Talking. Amen.
The word of the Lord is coming to you right now.
Amen.
I have it for you, Word. Not for me, Word.
Amen.
For you, Word.
Amen.
And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed.
Amen.
And lo, one born in my house is mine heir.
Amen.
But the Lord promised, come back again.
And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir.
Just like you look at yourself the way you are now. Abraham was looking at something natural, but God looked beyond the flesh that you were in.
Amen.
And gave you a promise.
This shall not be thine heir.
This will not be it, Abram.
But he shall come forth out of thine own bowels.
Something's going to come out
heir.
Of you.
And he brought him forth abroad. Look now toward heaven.
Look up now.
And tell the stars.
Don't look down to this earth. Don't look down to here, but anything down here. Look up.
Look now toward heaven.
Look toward the heaven.
And tell the stars.
And tell the stars.
If thou be able to
if
number them.
If you are able to number them.
And he said unto him, so shall thy.
And he has no seed.
Amen.
This man has no seed. But the Lord said, number them.
Amen.
if you can, then
look,
he said,
now toward heaven.
So shall your seed be.
And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be.
You know what this man did?
And he believed
God
in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness.
Soon as he believed God, he activated God.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Soon as he believed it. And it was amen from that point forward. So what happened?
And he said,
Sarah had a child. Yeah.
And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees.
Here the Lord goes.
To give thee this land to inherit it.
Here the Lord goes. But you know, he was showing him, even though I'm going to bless you, it would not be a smooth thing.
Amen.
I'm going to get your seed, and I'm going to take them, and they're going to go down there and be servants to strangers. I'm going to leave them there for 400 years. Now, Lord, why would you do that? And you question it, why would you do that to us? To save your soul. Everything that happens to you is for the saving of the soul. That's if you take heed to the word that you hear. But if you would lend yourself to a seducing spirit that will let you love the world, forget it. Forget it. I want you today. I ask you, what could you render to the Lord for all of his benefits? Did anybody testify today of what they could give the Lord for all that he's done for them? Could anyone say, I will present my body to him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable? Or did you just go on your merry way and forgot I ever asked the question? What could you give to me? What could you render to me? This conference, they're saying, be strong. You better be. They're saying, be diligent. You had better be. And the last thing they told you to do was go forward. Don't go back. Don't go grab the beggarly element that you left. Those are seducing spirits. Galatians 4 and 9. Go somewhere.
Nine. But now, after that ye have known God,
after you know him,
or rather, known of God,
let's not say that you know him, but let's put it like it should be,
or known of God.
God knows you.
How turn ye again?
God
to the
knows
weak?
You. God knows you. God knows you, not you know him. He know you. He expects something out of you that he don't expect from sinners. He doesn't expect you to be in places where sinners are. Not unless you go in there to bring somebody out to be baptized. But after God knows you, change your heart.
Or rather, are known of God.
Yes.
How then
do you turn
again to the weak and beggarly element?
Go to those weaker things.
Whereunto you desire again to be in bondage.
You're going to put yourself under bondage of a seducing spirit. And it shall seduce you and make you stop loving God. and you think you're serving. Yes.
Ye observe days and months.
Here Paul talking to the Jewish family.
And years.
You all do all these festivals and things. You do all these things that you went back to that God brought us out of. You observe all these things.
I'm afraid of you.
I am afraid. That is something for the man of God to say to the people. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid of you.
Why you think is he afraid?
Lest I have bestowed upon you.
Lest I have labored in vain.
In vain.
If you are not gathered together, Jacob, neither I, will lose the reward that's in store for me. Amen. But I'm afraid, and
I'm afraid
I come to
you.
Your weeping.
Lest I bestowed upon you labor in vain.
Where then? Don't have long. Don't have long. Yes.
Brethren.
Brethren.
I beseech you, be as I am.
Just like you.
For I am as ye are.
Just like you.
Ye have not injured me at all.
If you don't take heed to my word, you're not going to hurt. You're not going to hurt me. Yes.
Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preach the gospel.
How infirmities and the temptation of this, I still come and I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't hear me preaching lies, you hear me preaching the truth.
Amen.
Because God Almighty has this vessel.
And my temptation which was in my flesh.
My temptations in this flesh.
Ye despised not.
You didn't despise, but some do.
Nor reject it.
Some do.
Amen.
But some receive me
as
an angel
of God, even as Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Where then is
the blessedness you speak of?
The blessedness you spake of.
Where is it you say?
For I bear you record.
I give you this one.
That if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes
and gave it to me,
and have given them to me.
Because what the gospel will give you, that God saw fit to bring it down so it'll pass by your ears and to change your heart so you can believe, you will give me everything you could earthly
Amen.
Possibly give.
Amen.
To obtain eternal salvation, and that's coming by this word.
Amen. Am I therefore become your enemy?
Because I'm telling you the truth.
Because I tell you the truth.
You now hate me because I'm telling you the truth. Love not the world.
Amen.
Neither.
Neither the thing.
Neither. Don't let me destroy the labor of the preaching of the gospel in vain. Change your heart now. Accept it now. I tell you, when I go down, I think about going down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. It fills my soul. My message to you today is if you can look up and count the stars, then you can count God too. But my question again to you is, are you in the name? Because if you don't know that you're in it, you're not. This thing comes by faith. I've been fighting all night to the saving of sold, and the first one is mine. Because if the devil could sift me like wheat, what in Christ's name does he think you think he'll do with you? Now you read this thing every Sunday or every Sabbath or every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You read it and you pray. When are you going to believe?
Amen.
You can read it all you want. The word is just not in word, it's in deed. It's in power.
First John 14:2-4. I've written unto you, fathers, because ye have known that from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
I didn't write it. As my cousin would tell his mother, Bishop Patterson said, he didn't write it.
Amen.
I didn't write it.
Amen.
But I believe it. The love of the world is going to take the love of God out of you. The devil will sift you like wheat. Now, because God has saved you, don't go back to those worldly spirits.
Amen.
I'm going on. Traveling shoes are on.
Amen.
And I'm bringing you the peace that God has given me.
I'll follow.
God knows I don't want to go alone.
Amen. I'm behind.
What can I render? For all his benefit unto me. What will you give the Lord today?
What can I render? My Lord, for all his benefits unto me.
Give it for all, for everything that he's done. Father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bring these souls with me that said they want to travel. I bring these souls with me who say they want to meet you in peace. You know every last one of them. So as we are traveling up,